The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
After Drake dissed Justin LaBoy, all of a sudden Justin LaBoy became Kanye West's publicist.
Oh, you do? You're right.
You got to do the math. You got to open your third eye. I'm just saying. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. And boy, was there a lot going down this weekend. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
It's Monday, new week, new vibes. Same old nonsense, though.
Still crazy in this hip hop world.
Kanye West has officially moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Yeah, he's trying to finish up that Donda album. And if this is what it takes, Hey. Do it then, Kanye. Now also, Pop Smoke's album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Come on, posthumous victory. We also have DaBaby, who decided to bring out Tory Lanez during his Rolling Loud set this weekend. Also, Lil Nas X dropped a brand new video with Jack Harlow, and it's got the streets talking. And lastly, Lil Durk has previewed a new song where he's addressing his recent home invasion / shootout situation. So like we said, a lot to get to. Let's get down to it. All right, starting off with Kanye. We're still on Donda watch right now. We're still looking for the album. It's missing in action.
Yes.
But apparently Kanye's working hard to get it done. He was originally supposed to drop the album on Friday, as we know, but we wound up getting got yet again.
Yet again, he got us good.
Now the album is allegedly going to drop on August 6th, according to Kanye's new publicist, Justin LaBoy.
Yeah, the Justin LaBoy just worked his way into getting that job title because we are getting information from him now and not even Kanye.
Now, this is another one for the conspiracy podcast. So You know how our fellow DXian Jeremy said that Kanye was doing all of this to step on Drake's Certified Lover Boy album?
Yeah.
Well, if you remember, Justin LaBoy was originally the one that said Drake's album was coming. He was the one that put it on the internet, and then Drake commented on the post saying, basically, that's big cap. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. And then after Drake dissed Justin LaBoy, all of a sudden, Justin LaBoy became Kanye West's publicist.
Oh, you're right.
You got to do the math. You got to open your third eye. I'm just saying, everything that goes bad with Drake somehow it's linked to Kanye after that.
So do you think that, like, Kanye is waiting for, like, if Drake does a surprise drop, he's going to try to drop on the same day and the same time?
Yeah.
Type of thing?
And even Consequence, he said it. He came out and put it on Twitter. He said, "We're looking for Drake's album drop date. Bring it on." He basically admitted that they looking for the smoke.
Right. Dang. It's getting wild
out here. It's getting crazy in these streets. But in order to be ready for all of this, Kanye West did move into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's apparently been there since the listening party working on the album. They're saying he built a studio up in there. He got the private chef coming through. It's officially Kanye Studios now. It's not even Mercedes-Benz Stadium anymore.
You know how much power you got to have to just take over a stadium and let that be your recording booth, your house, your kitchen.
Everything. Like, listen, people were in there trying to enjoy the Atlanta United soccer game, and Kanye West was pulling up on them in the stands. Like,
what?
It was, yeah, it's crazy in there. They showed him, he still has on his outfit from the album release party. It's very eccentric, the way he's going about creating this album. But I feel like we got to get a classic. After all of these shenanigans, has to be a classic. Donda has to be a classic.
Right, you're doing all of this. Yeah, wearing the same outfit, the same red pants, face mask. you're doing a lot, so the album better match for sure.
All right, speaking of albums living up to the hype, Pop Smoke's Faith has debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. One time for the woo.
Yes, one time. It sold 88,000 total album equivalent units in its first week. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that equals up to about 113 million streams for the first week. And Pop became the first artist ever to posthumously have two albums go number one. Their first two albums.
That's dope. That's impressive, too.
Setting records out here from heaven, you feel me?
Come on, who can do it? Who can beat it?
Who but Pop?
Right.
But that's dope. And this is despite criticisms that the album has been receiving. So all the mess people were talking on Twitter, Instagram, all that is still added up to him getting a number one album. Now on the less positive side of things, we have DaBaby. He had his Rolling Loud set this weekend. You know, shout out to North Carolina one time before we get into the mess, because you know we was out there heavy on the Rolling Loud stage. Yes. I mean, DaBaby, Stunner for Vegas, Tia Corinne, Moray, Tusi, like the whole North Carolina collective, if you will, was out there representing our Rolling Loud. So
yes,
now that we got the positive part out the way,
right?
During the Rolling Loud performance, DaBaby decided to bring out his ex-friend Megan Thee Stallion's arch nemesis, Tory Lanez, during his performance.
Yeah, DaBaby brought out the baby mascot cartoon head, and he was like, I got $1 million for whoever can guess who's underneath here.
I'll get somebody out here $1 million if they can guess who in here. I got $1 million right now. You can guess who? Four times? Thunder? Who you think? Who? 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 I know who that is.
People was like, is it Stunna? Is it Kirk or whoever?
And not Kirk.
Well, Fly Dunk. Remember Fly Dunk?
Rich Dunk?
Rich Dunk, golly. That was Rich Dunk under there. And then he pulls off the head, and lo and behold, it is Tory Lanez.
Yes, and the crowd definitely had mixed reactions for this, because somebody was so heated with DaBaby for bringing out Tory Lanez that they decided to throw a shoe at this man while he was on the stage.
Not your own shoe.
You know how mad at you, how much anger and frustration I have to have towards you to take off my own shoe and walk around with one shoe on in the middle of a muddy, dirty, dusty festival.
Right.
To just so I could throw a shoe at you. They were hot. That person must have been related to Megan.
Yeah, that's got to be pure hatred, because I'm keeping my shoe on regardless. Like,
to walk around in mud just so I can throw my shoe at you is crazy. But DaBaby, never one to be caught slipping, definitely dodged the shoe. Like, it was giving Neo in the Matrix, like the way he dodged that shoe, because his reflexes was there. Like, he saw it coming, he moved out the way, and then he started going off on the person that threw it. So he was like, yo, who threw that busted up Adidas on the stage? And they didn't find the person. But the person did eventually come forward on Twitter and be like, hey, it was me.
Were they just like, were it a girl, guy? Do we know? Or
it
like...
was a guy. He posted a photo on Twitter of him with one shoe on, and then the other foot was all dirty and dusty.
Oh, Lord.
But I think that person was capping, honestly, because the shoe that they threw at DaBaby looked like a black shoe or a dark colored shoe. Mm-hmm. But the shoe that the person in the picture had on was a light colored shoe. It was Adidas still, but it was lighter. So I was like, is this really the real person, or are they just, you know, playing on Twitter trying to get some retweets?
Get some clout off of that, because everybody was talking about it. Huh.
Exactly. So that mystery still remains intact. We don't know who the culprit was yet. But how do we feel about DaBaby bringing out Tory Lanez? Obviously, this was a move of pettiness.
Either move of pettiness, or, you know, they are in Miami and Tory Lanez represents Miami and they got the song Scat together. So maybe he just brought him out type of thing.
DaBaby was not thinking about that man before, prior to this Megan Thee Stallion beef. But, or Tory might have asked to be on the set. Maybe.
Maybe.
That could have been the case too.
But then people were saying maybe DaBaby was showing some type of love to Megan because he did perform Cash-ish during the set.
Without her.
I mean, they played her vocals. So, you know, but, you know, you can only dream that their friendship one day be mended. So I don't know.
It's a little messy. It's like pouring salt on a wound, basically. Mm. Like, oh, you already did the song with this man. You already told me you don't care like enough about the situation, or it's not your business. Yeah. And then you bring this man out. I don't know. Hey. I don't know if fences can be mended after that, but some people were here for it. Other people were not here for it, like the guy who threw the shoe. It's just a matter of preference, I guess.
Exactly.
Speaking of preferences, let's talk about this new Lil Nas X video. He dropped us a video for his song Industry Baby featuring Jack Harlow. Of course, had the internet talking like he does every time he drops something. And this video was interesting because it was set in a prison.
Yeah, and like courtroom and prison and like law and things like that.
Yeah.
I think in the courtroom scene is like him kind of making a play about Nike, quote unquote, suing him for, he says in the video, being gay, but it's probably just because of the shoes being, you know, being made. But
Or is it because he was gay and he made the shoes?
Ooh, double entendre.
Was it both?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he got sentenced in the courtroom and that's what led him to being in jail. And then some non-safe for work visuals ensued after that. They had like a scene with all the naked men dancing inside of the, were they in the shower?
I think so.
Yeah. So it was just, it was a lot of visuals, a lot of LGBTQ friendly imagery in the video. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, social media went crazy. They already got on him about the Satan video. Now they got on him about this too, saying he's promoting the gay agenda, all that type of rhetoric. And a lot of people were also coming at Jack Harlow for like even being in the song and video.
Yeah, actually Jack Harlow was the one who kind of mentioned that Lil Nas X had wrote the whole treatment for the video and that he was with it through every step of the way. Like, Jack was like, if Lil Nas X asked me to be in the shower scene, I would have been in it to just let, you know, have his creativity
right
be pursued. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically, in his own Jack Harlow way, was like, yeah, I stand behind this. I stand with Lil Nas X. And if he wanted me to do whatever, I would have done it.
Yeah.
You know, Lil Nas X had to troll. He came back and said, to the LGBTQ plus community, I sincerely apologize. I have failed you. I am embarrassed. I am ashamed, and I will learn from my mistakes. Basically saying, I'm ashamed that I didn't get Jack Harlow in the shower scene when he was willing to do it.
Right.
Basically what he was saying.
Right.
And then Jack Harlow posted up a picture, Jack Harlow looking at Lil Nas X lovingly, and it says, stop looking into my eyes. So yeah, they're troll. Both of them are troll masters.
Yeah.
Playing off of the whole situation. It's Lil Nas X. It's Jack Harlow. What do you want us to do?
Yeah, they know what they're doing. You gotta let them just do it.
Now, lastly, let's talk about Lil Durk. So he previewed a snippet of a new song that he has coming out. And in this song, he dedicates a couple of bars to the recent situation, the shootout that he got in with his girlfriend, India, mm-hmm. When people ran into his home and tried to do a home invasion slash robbery slash I don't know what else was going on in there. But in this song, he touched on that.
Only the deep thing, nigga. They got your back above. You don't get back for your man, you in the club like he ain't dead. Like your ski mask for the COVID, the only time you niggas wear. Niggas ran inside my crib, but the Glock 10 was by the bed. I give my gun to Andy before I put one in your hand. I'm a pro, I can't be happy to.
So, yeah, as you hear in the snippet, he starts it out by shouting out his brother, D-Thang, who recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only assume that it's directed at whoever was responsible for that. He said, get back on your mans. You in the club like he ain't dead. So it's already too much. Like, I felt like I needed to turn it off at that point. Like, I feel like I'm in other people's bit. Like, I was in gangsta's business by listening to that snippet. Like,
we have no right being in their business.
Yeah, exactly. So then he went on to talk about people ran in his crib, but the Glock 9 was by the bed, and he'll give his gun to his girlfriend, India, before he put a bullet in your head. Like, it was just very scary, very ominous. And I just was like, okay, all right. Like, at some point, we got to just chill. Like, I know, you know, it's hard when people have died, people have been injured, like, from these back and forths. But I'm just like, yo, like, can we chill? Can we just chill for a minute?
Yes, woo-saw. Like, come on.
I just want it to end. I want the back and forth violence to be over.
Please.
But hey, that's how Lil Durk chose to express himself. We'll see what else is said when this song actually comes out, because if that's the 30-second snippet, I don't know what the full song is going to sound like.
Right. Is he going to take more shots, call outs, like drop names? I don't know.
I don't know, but pray for everybody involved.
Okay.
And hopefully everybody's all right. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at, whether it's Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher, all the podcast apps. We up there. Subscribe, tell a friend to subscribe, and then tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe.
Do all of that. All everything. Of
it. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, you can follow us too on all platforms. I am at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.